You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Talented veterans from across Central New York received awards today in the Creative Arts Local Competition, and some could be advancing to the national level of the contest. While the artists certainly take pride in their work, the creative process can be very therapeutic and healing. Laurel Cayley spent 20 years in the military before she retired in 2005. She says the military gave her direction and support, and art filled that void when she left.
It takes me out of usually a stressful situation or a dark place, and I can relax and not have all kinds of different worries going on.
Cayley first came to the Syracuse VA because she was struggling and was diagnosed with depression. She says the colors she uses improve her mood and encourage her to keep going.
There are some days that I just don't want to do anything. Motivation is not there. Now that I've gotten into these things, I can inspire myself further and make myself feel happy.
Last year, Cayley received both local and national honors. Lead recreation therapist Suzanne Hawes says there are 55 categories of entries reflecting the talents of veterans across Central and Northern New York. She says entries in this 22nd annual competition are eye-catching as usual.
So we have a lot of artists that have entered in the fine arts and applied arts. We had one gentleman I just spoke with. He has never entered his artwork before. It is absolutely amazing. He said he does it for quote-unquote fun, and his acrylic pieces are just phenomenal. We have some veteran artists that have been coming back for 15, 20 years, every year with something unique.
Hawes says they had national winners last year in art, creative writing, and music after going up against 150 other VAs. She says they expect to hear about this year's results sometime in July. Some of the works of art will be displayed at the Everson Museum. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.